Welcome to Not For Educational Purposes, a How Did We Get Here Productions production. In this podcast, we take random subjects we know nothing about and attempt to learn more about them using the internet while we careen off topic and see how far away from the original subject we can get. This podcast is so unhinged that we lost the door centuries ago. There will be nonsense, chaos, a fair bit of swearing, and occasionally some triggering topics such as sex, drugs, death, blood, and other unsavory things. So if any of those things make you squeamish, or if you're under the age of 18, please listen at your own discretion. Okay, go.
Yay! Hello! Welcome to Not For Educational Purposes, where sometimes we are prepared and sometimes we are not. I'm Nova.
I am Kai, or Nerd, depending on where you know me on the internet.
Yes, I will exclusively call them Nerd, but that's because that's how I met them.
Yay.
I constantly use they, them pronouns for you, and you fully use she, her pronouns.
I mean, I do, but like, I'm not going to be mad if you use they, them.
I know. I just don't know why I have that stuck in my head.
Maybe I give NB energy.
You do. You give a lot of NB energy. I think that's why I assumed that you were non-binary when we first met, and you were like, no, I'm a lady. And I was like, what? Wait, what?
Like, what do you mean?
Like 10 years down the line, you'll be like, hey.
Well, I mean, I do. Here's the thing. Like, I am like an itty bitty smidgen on that spectrum. Because we had the conversation last time that sometimes I'm she, her in the way that I'm a woman, and sometimes I'm she, her in the way that I'm a boat. So like...
Yeah.
I use she, her, but I'm not always a woman.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. I've been struggling with that recently where like I've been... Because I had a conversation with it about somebody where I think it was Nani. Nani and I were talking and I was like, oh, if anyone... Oh, no. Was it on the podcast? It might have been here. I don't know where it was. But it was like, if anyone calls me my wife's partner, I will punch them because I am her wife.
You're the wife.
I am the greatest good that she's ever going to get. That's a lie. But, you know, I am like, so like I sometimes I'm like, yeah, she, her sort of makes sense for me. But like you said, not in a woman way, but like in a boat way.
Yeah. But I also think that like in the same sense that like dude is gender neutral, but it used to be masculine.
Yeah.
I like personally, I like to think that wife and husband are not gendered.
No, that's fair. I feel like that's more of a role. Like, I would identify myself as a mom.
Yeah.
But not in a...
But you're not in a, but not in a womanly way.
In, like, a caretaker way.
Yeah. Like...
Like a label.
Yeah, like, I think... I don't know. Personally, I think if I were to get married, which I do not want to do, I don't think I would make a very good wife. I think I would make a much better husband.
Yeah, I agree. That's sort of how I feel. Like, Sabrina is definitely my wife, but she makes a pretty good husband.
Yeah.
As well.
Like, I think it's, I don't know, I think the gendered versions of husband and wife are incorrect. In the same sense that personally I believe that like most people assume that incubuses are men and succubi are women.
Mm-hmm.
My personal belief is that succubi are submissive and incubus are dominant.
Yeah, more in a BDSM way.
Yeah, but they're not like gendered.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, you can have a lady incubus.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Same idea, but it's everything is so rigid and language is dumb and made up and linguistics
maybe
are hard.
I think I'm just sometimes a she in a non-binary way.
Makes sense to me. It's not going to make sense to a lot of people, but it makes sense to me.
And that's okay.
Doesn't have to make sense to everyone.
I think it's because I just don't care enough to. I'm just like, well, you know.
Sometimes you're just a boat.
Yeah, sometimes I'm a boat. Maybe that's what it is.
Yep.
I'm just a boat.
I'm just a boat.
Speaking of boats, I think I know what our first question is going to be.
Ooh, nice.
What the fuck is scurvy?
Oh, right.
Okay. And why is it cured by lemons?
Okay, so this was a question from your Twitch chat, I think.
Yeah, for my stream.
Uh-huh. So scurvy is a type of deficiency, basically. It's a disease. It
I have scurvy of the brain. Then, if it's a deficiency.
It's not that kind of deficiency.
I know.
So scurvy is a disease resulting from a lack of vitamin C. So early symptoms of deficiency include weakness, fatigue, sore arms and legs. Without treatment, decreased red blood cells, gum disease, changes to hair, and bleeding from the skin may occur. As scurvy worsens, there can be poor wound healing, personality changes, and finally death from infection or bleeding. It takes at least a month of little to no vitamin C in the diet before symptoms occur. In modern times, scurvy occurs most commonly in people with mental disorders, unusual eating habits, alcoholism, and older people who live alone, who basically forget to eat fruit.
Oh.
Other risk factors include intestinal malabsorption and dialysis. So,
so why alcoholism? Do they just not eat? Do people that like alcohol not eat fruit? Or I guess it's not people that like alcohol. It's like the
those
the
are the people who like alcohol. Rely on alcohol, and I think this is just a this is a result of a bigger problem.
Isn't alcohol made from fruit? Or some of it?
Wine is.
Yeah. I feel like I'm getting dangerously close to making light of a really serious issue. I don't want to come across that way.
Alcoholism is the continued drinking of alcohol despite it causing problems.
Yeah.
My understanding of it.
When it starts to like affect your life.
When it starts to affect your life, I don't know. I think you're past whatever it is you're, you know.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
So while many animals produce their own vitamin C, humans and a few others do not. So vitamin C is an antioxidant. It is required to make the building blocks for collagen, carnitine, and catecholamines. And insists in
one
the intestines,
of those words.
Insists the intestines in the absorption of iron from foods, which is why it's so important.
Okay.
So vitamin C helps you digest iron, and iron is the thing that makes your blood happy.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
So.
No, that's not right.
So when you, like, when you have scurvy, you probably also have an iron deficiency at the same time.
Yeah. Okay. That answered the question I was going to ask.
So the reason that lemons assist with scurvy is because fruit has vitamin C in it.
All fruit?
Pretty much all fruit. But specifically citrus fruits.
Oh God. I
so like hate lemons, citrus. Lemons, limes, oranges, all that stuff. All the things you don't like.
Yeah, no, because they make me sick. I do like strawberries and stuff, though.
Yeah.
Do other things have vitamin C in them? Because I don't eat a lot of... I eat no citrus, but I don't think I have scurvy.
You would know if you had scurvy.
Yeah.
So we have citrus fruits. We've got tomatoes and tomato juice. Also potatoes.
Well, eat your potatoes.
Red and green peppers, kiwi, broccoli, strawberries, Brussels sprouts, cantaloupe... Fruits and veggies. It's basically eat your fruits and veggies.
Yeah. So is the reason that it's known for people that are on boats because they can't really bring fruits and vegetables on boats for long periods of time?
Uh-huh. That's why a lot of people back in the day got scurvy.
How did they combat that?
Well, they didn't know it was a thing.
Oh.
And then once they did realize it was a thing, we have learned that the Italian mafia at the time selling a lot of lemons, and that's how they got really, really rich.
Because they were selling lemons to people with scurvy?
Mm-hmm. Or to prevent scurvy.
Oh. So they were just like, here's some ye olde emergency.
Yep. That's exactly what
it was. Isn't that what emergency is? It's just a lot of vitamin C.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Because you're supposed to take it if you go on like a plane or something. I don't know.
Emergency, like the brand, is an immune support supplement. So it's probably got a lot of vitamin C in it. It's because that's good for blood stuff. You're supposed to take iron when you take vitamin C, because otherwise you tend to just pee it out.
Yeah. You need to just take that whole iron ingot and just eat it.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. I used to know this fact. How many people do you have to kill to be able to pull enough iron out of their blood to make a sword? I used to know, but I don't anymore.
Who the fuck am I going to look that up?
I'm asking the hard-hitting questions. I have a different question, but that one also came to my brain.
Okay, so you would need 3,600 pints of blood to extract enough iron to forge a sword.
And how many pints of blood do people have?
Pints of blood in the human body.
Imagine covering that serial killer. He's like, I'm just trying to make a sword.
I'm trying to make a sword. Okay, so depending on body size and perceived sex, it's anywhere from, average size.
Yeah.
Average weight. Anywhere from 9 to 12 pints per person.
Okay.
So if we average to like 10 and a half.
Yeah.
343 people.
That's a lot of people.
A lot of people.
It doesn't sound like an unattainable number, though.
Do not murder people to make a sword. Just disclaimer. If you do decide to murder people to make a sword, we did not tell you to do it, and we are not liable.
We're specifically saying do not do that. However, it would be a really cool fucking sword and haunted as hell.
It would be really haunted.
Yeah.
Oh, you were going to say something before I interrupted.
Yeah, it's because you said the 10.5, and I'm pretty sure I've said before, maybe on this podcast, that I used to think that when people are like, yeah, get married, have 2.5 kids, white picket fence, I used to think that 2.5 kids meant two kids and a dog.
No.
I thought the 0.5 was an animal.
It's just the average.
I know. I think that's funny.
Like some people have three kids and some people have two kids, and it's the 2.5 at the time was the average amount of kids per household.
What's the average amount today?
In the US?
Yeah. Or in Canada, wherever you want to look.
Well, most of our listeners are from the States, I think.
That's fair. Is Canada and the United States the same size?
Canada's bigger in terms of land mass.
Canada's bigger?
In terms of land mass, Canada's bigger.
Okay.
Canada is the second largest country by land mass.
What's the first?
Russia.
Isn't Russia mostly like snowy wasteland?
So is Canada.
Oh, okay. Oh, no. But y'all have penguins.
What?
I think. Don't y'all have penguins?
No.
You have snowy wasteland. Do you not have penguins?
Penguins live in the southern hemisphere.
What lives in the northern
hemisphere?
Penguins
are Antarctica.
I don't, look, we have established that I do not know where Santa Claus lives.
Santa Claus lives at the North Pole.
Yeah,
with the polar bears.
Yeah.
But polar bears and penguins do not live on the same side of the globe.
Do they not?
No, the Coca-Cola commercials have lied to you.
Why are they only on one side?
Because they just never migrated that far.
I guess it would be really hard to go that far.
It would be really hard for a bird that can't fly.
You'd swim, it'd get too warm. You're like, no, I'm going back. Oh my gosh.
There are some penguins who do not live on Antarctica, but they do. I believe all penguins do live in the southern hemisphere.
Yeah. Aren't they in the warmer states, though?
There are some that live near Australia. I think
our listeners have to be so frustrated because I have straight up talked over my own question.
The average amount of kids per family in the United States is currently 1.93.
So someone is missing an arm in every family.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Hook.
Some kid's just missing a limb.
Yeah, I have a three-legged cat like that, so it's fine.
Checks out, right?
That's wild. Man, it has significantly gone down. But that's because this generation isn't, like, having kids or anything, is it? Or having less kids.
Yeah.
Way to go, us.
Yay.
We're prioritizing? Prioritizing. Oh, gosh.
Okay,
I've been having a really hard time speaking. Okay.
Yeah, mostly southern hemisphere. The highest they go is the Galapagos Islands, which is, I believe, right smack dab on the equator. So,
oh
yeah, they're all entirely southern hemisphere. So you've got Galapagos, you've got like the western side of South America, you've got all of Antarctica, southern tip of Africa, there's some islands scattered through the water, southern bit of Australia and New Zealand.
Oh.
In Tasmania.
Are the warm penguins built differently than the cold penguins?
100%.
How are they built versus the cold penguins?
They're usually smaller, I think.
Is it because they don't need all that fat on them?
They don't need all the thick to keep them warm.
Yeah. Do they have less aggressive predators?
Sorry?
Do they also have like less aggressive predators? I feel like predators in cold places are much more intense.
Well.
So they can be smaller. Or, like, the things that hunt them are smaller, so...
Most of the things that hunt penguins live in the water.
Oh, so it probably has nothing to do with that.
So, I think it's usually, like, seals?
Seals? Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is wild, because seals are so cute. You wouldn't think they'd hurt other cute things. They're evil.
Evil.
They're like, ah! But they're so cute! I don't think they're evil in, like, the way that orcas are evil. I think they're just evil in the way that they also eat cute stuff. But, like, humans eat chickens, and I think they're really cute.
Yeah, orcas are proper evil. They're assholes.
Oh, orcas are the worst.
And so are dolphins.
I saw the cutest video the other day where there was a diver in the water, and there were two whales, and one was a little whale baby, and he was trying to, like, come up and play with the diver, so he, like, bumped against the diver, and then the mama came up and was like, quit messing with that diver. Like, what are you doing? Like, quit embarrassing me. It was so funny. Like, you could see the little whale be like, Mom, fine. It was so cute. I love whales so much. I think they're just, but I love a gentle giant.
Me too. I think mostly the biggest difference would be size. There are some smaller penguins that live in the cold, though.
Mm-hmm.
But the main one that lives in Antarctica, I believe, is the emperor penguin.
Okay. Those are huge, aren't they?
Yeah, they're pretty big.
Like, they're like 3 feet tall or some shit. 4 to maybe 4 feet? 3 feet? Around the sides?
Because they also, I think they might, I don't know which ones migrate.
Some of them migrate? I know that, like, there's a group of them that they do, like, the little cuddle puddle while some of them go hunting, and then they come back and they switch off the eggs and the other ones go hunting.
Yeah. The ones that do that are the emperor penguins, I believe. So there are 17 species of penguins found worldwide, but only 7 reside in the Antarctic region. They're the Adelies, the Kings, the Chinstraps, the Emperors, the Gentoos, the Macaroni, which is adorable, and the Rockhoppers.
Oh, I feel like Rockhopper is even cuter.
I agree. I
Are they cute?
I need to see what a Rockhopper. Oh, they're the ones with the fluffy, images. Like...
They're like the little yellow dingly
They're
things?
The fuzzy ones with the floofy heads.
I love a penguin. Oh, they're so cute.
And the macaroni ones are sort of similar looking.
Why are they called macaroni penguins?
I think it's got something to do with the yellow on their heads.
That would make sense.
Or their beak.
Does it look like macaroni?
Well... This is the macaroni penguin. Got yellow bits.
Oh! He looks like he's got an almond on his face where his beak is.
And then the rockhopper penguins are the floofy ones. So they're similar looking, but one's more fancy.
Oh, I love that. They look like they have eyelashes glued onto their face.
Yeah, but like big ones.
This is the drag queen version of a penguin.
100%.
I need a drag queen to dress up like one of these things now. This is so cute. It's like the most aggressive eyelashes I have ever seen.
Yep.
What does the little yellow thing help them do? Does it make them look scary?
I have no idea.
And they're just like, predator. What is a penguin's defense mechanism against predator? This is not just one, but multiple.
Stand up for yourself or run.
They can't run!
Or go on land.
They waddle and do that little, like, well, aren't there, like, birds of prey that'll get them sometimes, too?
Absolutely, yeah. There's some really, really big... God, is it albatrosses?
What the fuck is an albatross?
It's a big-ass bird.
Is this the thing that happened on Happy Feet?
Possibly.
Do they live in the cold climate?
They live... No, they live in Australia.
Oh, okay. So, does Australia have a cold climate somewhere?
Well, no, but like there's... Australia is rather close to Antarctica, all things considered.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know why I assume that Australia is one of the hottest places to live.
It is. But okay. If you go south, you hit the coldest place on Earth. If you go south from Australia, it gets real cold.
All the way to southern Australia?
No, it's from like, the continent of Australia. Sail south. You get cold.
I don't
cold.
Think I understand how big Australia is or how close or far away from the equator it is. I think that's what I'm struggling with. I don't know how close to Antarctica it is.
It's kind of smack dab between the equator and Antarctica.
Oh, okay.
Maybe a little less. Maybe it's closer to the equator than it is to Antarctica.
Okay.
But
our globe is shaped really weird.
It's...
I don't understand. Why is all the land masses like further to the top than the bottom?
That's just how it happened. That's the plates. That's the plates for you. Just how the plates moved. Answer,
just cause. That makes sense.
There is probably a scientific reason. Like maybe there's that's the direction of the flow of the molten hoochificker underneath the plates.
Yeah. We all learned it from Bill Nye the Science Guy, but
Bill
have
Nye
since
the
forgotten.
Science Guy.
Bill. Science rules.
Science.
We love science. And penguins. Do you remember watching the surfing show with penguins? Was that Happy Feet?
No, that's Surf's
Where
Up.
They surfed? Surf's Up. Okay.
I love
Why
Surf's
Up.
Why
are there so many video, like...
It was a movie.
Okay. I feel like the penguin movies, like the animated penguin movies, are very much so underrated.
Surf's Up is an amazing movie.
Yeah.
It's
Only thing
great.
I really remember... about that is the penguin lifeguard lady was really more attractive than I'm comfortable with her being. and that the other guy got peed on because he stepped on a thingamabob in the ocean.
Yep, that's the plot. The thing that I like about that movie is that it was filmed like it was a documentary, which for an animated movie is absolutely hilarious.
It's like how in Toy Story and like Bug's Life they used to do the outtake stuff.
Yeah, but it's that they that's used to the whole do the movie bloopers. Though.
Why did they stop doing that?
I don't know. And bring like at that the end back. Of the Barbie movies when they they did the outtakes.
The bloopers. Bring bloopers in animated movies back.
Agreed.
Bring bloopers back in general. Yes. They're the best part of the movie.
It is. It's true.
I love a blooper. We're actively in one of the short films I'm doing trying to make a blooper reel.
Nice.
Yeah, it's great. So the warm weather penguins are smaller. Oh, we're looking at their birds of prey, aren't we?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what eats them.
Oh, seals.
Yes, but...
Are there warm weather seals?
Yeah.
Or are they just cold weather animals?
We have seals here.
Oh, yeah!
Seals live pretty much everywhere.
They're just like, we just vibe with everything.
Yep. Seals live where there are fish. Oh, it's not albatrosses, it's petrels.
What the fuck is a petrel? Isn't that gas?
A giant,
y'all call gas?
It's spelled differently.
Okay.
You're not wrong.
Okay.
So there's petrel, which
is... Why do y'all call it petrel and not gas?
There's probably a linguistic reason for that. And then petrel...
So it's
which is the bird.
P-E-T-R-O-L, which is the gas, and P-E-T-R-E-L, which is the bird.
Correct.
Okay, cool.
Giant petrels are, they look like seagulls, but they're huge.
What do you mean they look like seagulls? Because seagulls look kind of derpy.
Yep.
And I remember the birds from Happy Feet looking more like fucking... scavengers. What are they? What are those things called that look like really old? They look old and bald, almost like a turkey.
Turkey
a buzzard?
Vulture?
I think I'm thinking of a buzzard.
Oh.
Which probably has an actual name other than a buzzard.
It was probably a giant petrel because that they hunt and live in that area. But they're shaped like seagulls.
Oh. Well, wasn't Happy Feet made in, like, or not made in, but, like, done in a... Because he was an emperor penguin.
Yeah.
So it was a cold
but they
climate.
But they eat babies.
They eat babies.
The petrels eat babies. See?
Oh.
Like a big-ass
scary
seagull.
Yeah, no,
it
didn't look like that, but I think... I don't know. Yeah, that looks ominous.
big
looks
scary
like
seagull.
The seagull's goth cousin.
A really massive goth cousin.
Yeah. This one went to jail a few times.
Yeah.
On some suspicious charges. It's like, you used to have a friend named Greg. What happened to Greg? It's like, we don't know.
He died.
It's like, I feel like you do. Oh, man. Poor Greg.
See, 71 to 83 inches across the wings.
That's too many inches.
That is 6 feet wingspan.
Oh my gosh, why are they so big?
I don't know.
And are these, again, I'm going to keep having to ask, are this a warm weather or cold weather bird?
This is the southern one.
So is it on Australia?
Oh, they superficially resemble the albatross. That's why I thought it was an albatross. Because they look similar.
Oh my gosh.
So the southern one.
This looks like a cryptid. This looks like something someone made up.
The northern and the southern both live in the southern hemisphere.
Okay.
But the southern one is the only one that hunts in Antarctica.
So, cold. Maybe these were the birds in Happy Feet.
It probably were.
Someone let me know. Whoever's screaming at me that being like, yeah, obviously, let me know.
Yeah, albatrosses are... Not albatrosses. Sorry, petrels. Petrels are mean.
Yeah, they look mean. Are penguins nice? Or are they mean? I feel like anything that lives close to Australia is mean.
I mean,
it looks like everything there wants to kill you.
Probably. To go further with petrels for a second. So they're highly opportunistic. So they're like seagulls in that way. They will feed both on land and at sea. And they find most of their food near coastlines. On land, they feed on carrion. So they just straight up eat things.
What is a carrion?
Red
meat. Why is there a freaking plane right over my house? It's one of these fucking petrels. That's what it is.
Carrion is red
meat. So they just... Okay. What does that mean?
It means they... So, like, some birds eat bugs.
Yeah.
And, like, raptors hunt.
Yeah.
Rodents and... That's what I mean by red meat. Red meat is like...
Things with blood?
Animals. Things with blood.
Oh, okay. So when I think red meat, I always think like beef.
No, it's just stuff with...
Okay.
But like chicken doesn't count as red meat because chicken's not a mammal. Carrion is like mammal.
Okay. Cool. So they just don't eat other birds. But they eat penguins.
But they don't only eat carrion.
Oh, but they eat a lot of carrion.
Yes. What is the definition of carrion? It's just carcass. So carrion, also known as carcass, is the decaying flesh of dead animals. So it's literally just any dead animal. Doesn't matter what it is.
Oh, okay.
My apologies.
Like, you're a dead thing?
You're dead.
I'll put it in my mouth.
Yeah. So they feed on carrion and regularly scavenge the breeding colonies of penguins and seals.
Oh, no. So they eat, like, babies?
Uh-huh. They are extremely aggressive and will kill other seabirds. Usually penguin chicks, sick or injured adult penguins, and the chicks of other seabirds. Even those as large as an albatross, which they kill either by battering them to death or drowning them.
They are the orcas of the sky.
They are the orcas of the sky.
Oh my god, I hate these birds.
Yeah, they're awful.
Why are they so evil? Oh my god.
Huh?
It sounds like they're gonna get scurvy. They don't eat enough vegetables.
There is, however... There is one penguin that petrels don't fuck with. I've seen videos of like...
Is it because the penguin will fuck with
you
them
back? You know, huddled together emperor penguin babies being kind of surrounded by a petrel. And this little tiny adult penguin waddling up and like staring at the petrel. And the petrel just wandering away.
What kind of penguin?
I forget what kind.
Like, what penguin makes a fucking petrel fuck off?
Yeah. What penguins?
Like, Jerry, we need your help. Like, ah, fuck another goddamn petrel. Come here.
Yeah.
Like, let me see. Like, I know what you did to Greg. Like, you better run away. I'll tell everybody.
Okay, so this isn't usual behavior, but it's an Adelie penguin. So the Adelie penguins... are quite feisty. They'll basically just straight up bitch slap a petrel.
What do they look like? What is an Adelie penguin? I'm sorry, I'm making you send me a bunch of pictures
That's
today.
Okay.
They'll all end up on the Instagram if anyone
probably are. They're so cute. They're the little ones. I love them.
They're little.
They're smaller. They're about the same size as like a baby emperor penguin.
Do they hang out in the colonies of the emperor penguins to protect them?
I don't think so.
I think that would be so cute. Oh my gosh, they look so fucking derpy. I have seen these. I love them. They're so cute.
Yeah.
They look like little stuffed animals.
They're adorable.
It looks like they put white eyeliner on. I think I have seen videos of this, of like a fucking big ass bird coming up and then be like, what?
I'm trying to send you the thing, but it's not letting me.
It's okay.
You'd have to click on the link yourself, but.
I'll click on it later because I don't want to fuck up my recording.
Yeah.
And last time I did that, we ended up disconnecting. That was a bad time.
I don't know. Your Streamlabs dies every time I end the call, which is weird to me.
I don't think it's when your Streamlabs, when you end the call. I think it's when I get kicked out of the Baldur's Gate game.
That's so weird, though.
I think that's what it is. I think I've got to start, like,
You have to quit before it kicks over you first. Out.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a whole time. Anyway.
So odd.
All right. I love penguins.
I love penguins.
Penguins
too.
Eat fish, right?
Yeah.
Like they're.
Yeah.
How do they? I guess their digestive system is different because they don't need vitamin C, do they?
Most animals create their own vitamin C.
How? Just why don't we?
Bodily function. I don't know.
Maybe it's.
It's probably like a non-ape thing.
Is it because they eat a lot of like blood?
Maybe.
Because vitamin C is a blood thing, isn't it? No, that's iron. Maybe they eat
all
that iron.
They're both a blood thing.
They're eating all those ingots, taking their emergency.
Just straight up sipping that emergency.
So I had another question that I was going to ask, and then we diverted to penguins, and now it just no longer relates, and we have only answered one question off my list, and I have in fact added another one.
Why don't you ask that question then? Ask the question you were going to ask.
Because I have a different question that I want to ask after we answer the blood thing.
Okay. What am I looking up? Sorry. Like what?
How animals make their own vitamin C.
Oh, how they make it?
They don't get scurvy. You said they make it in their own bodies.
Yes. You can make it in the kidney or the liver.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they make it. That seems too scientific for me.
But they make it in their liver and kidneys.
Oh, it's made by a series of enzyme-driven steps which convert glucose to ascorbic acid.
Mm-hmm.
Which is done either in the kidneys, which is for reptiles and some birds, or the liver, which is some mammals and perching birds. So
that is wild.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But humans, early primates happened to have a gene that made it possible to create their own vitamin C, but due to evolution, later primates, including humans, lost that gene.
I wonder if it's when we started cooking our food.
I don't think so.
No. Well.
Because the primates came first.
And the primates need to eat fruits and vegetables? Can primates get scurvy?
I mean, not all primates are apes.
Oh. Can apes get scurvy?
But nearly all animals have a gene that allowed them to make their own vitamin C, the Gulo gene. As our question asker mentioned, some animals have lost this gene over the course of evolution. This includes humans and other apes, insects, bats, guinea pigs, and some birds and fish.
Guinea pigs?
Apparently.
That's a very random one to have lost that. Also bugs. That's a surprising one to me. I didn't realize bugs couldn't make their. Do they need vitamin C? Do they need the same stuff that we do? No.
Bugs have a different digestive system.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna write down what the fuck is a bug's digestive system.
Which bug?
Yes. We talked about how they breed, and we'll talk about how they eat.
Nice.
I've told many people about the spermatophore packet, and it's made quite a few of them uncomfortable. Like, you're trying to get that packet?
Trying to get that packet? You want to get that spermatophore?
I feel like if someone, like, tried to hit on me with and used the term, like, spermatophore, you'd be like, you know what? No, but I do commend the effort. I do appreciate the ha-has.
Yeah, 10 out of 10, A for effort, but also no.
You know your shit. Oh, man. This little picture of a penguin is just looking me in the face, and it's making me very happy. I'm going to print it out and put it on my desk, so when we do these and we get into, like, deep topics, I can just look at him and get some emotional support.
Cute. Yeah, that's kind of all I got.
Okay, well. That's fair. I mean, that answered the question.
Mm.
So my follow-up to that is, are there things like animals that can eat rocks and like iron and shit? Like those ingots I was talking about, the like when I was like, ha ha ha. Are there things that can eat that? We need little guys that can eat plastic, to be honest. I feel like if anything, it's a bacteria.
So
isn't that what rust is?
Animals don't eat rocks for nutrients.
Okay. Do they eat it for funsies?
So a gastrolith, also called a stomach stone or a gizzard stone, is a rock held inside a gastrointestinal tract. Gastroliths in some species are retained in the muscular gizzard and used to grind food in animals lacking suitable grinding teeth. In other species, the rocks are ingested and pass through the digestive system and are frequently replaced. The grain size depends on the size of the animal and the gastrolith's role in digestion. Other species use gastroliths as a ballast.
A what?
Which is to weigh them down so that they can, like, or not to, what the fuck?
Is it like a weighted vest? Like, I'm going to go for a jog.
No, it's to provide stability. So they use it as like...
like a center of gravity?
Yeah.
This feels like a bird thing.
It's not just a bird thing, I don't think.
It's not? What else is it? Who is eating rocks? Don't eat rocks.
So among living vertebrates, gastroliths are common among crocodiles, alligators, herbivorous birds, seals, and sea lions.
Seals? I'm surprised about the seals and sea lions. The alligators make sort of sense, but that's just because they're fucking wild. And I would believe just about anything about an alligator. But, like, isn't a gizzard the thing turkey has? Like, turkeys have that little ball sack looking thing?
I don't like that picture. That
oh no,
makes me uncomfortable.
Sorry. Sorry.
It's fine. It's just a medical picture. And I...
oh. Ugh. Move away quickly.
Oh, no. It's an internal thing.
What is a gizzard?
So birds swallow food and store it in their crop if necessary. Then the food passes to their glandular stomach, which okay. is also sometimes referred to as the true stomach. This is the secretory part of the stomach. Then the food passes into the gizzard, known as the muscular stomach. The gizzard can grind the food with previously swallowed grit, like the rocks, and pass it back to the true stomach and vice versa. In layman's terms, the gizzard, quote unquote, chews the food for the bird because the bird does not have teeth to chew the food the way humans and other mammals do. So that's why birds with gizzards eat rocks.
Nature is fucking wild. Imagine going through evolution to where you can't chew your own food, so you have to eat an external thing. Be like, I ran out of rocks today. I gotta go get more.
I go eat some rocks.
Swallow them into my fucking gizzard. Why does it get chewed up in the second stomach and not the first, so that it can be digested better in the second stomach?
Well, it's not digested in the second stomach. So the second stomach is like an extra...
it's just a holding chamber?
Thing. So...
okay.
Like, the esophagus goes into the stomach.
Yeah.
And then the stuff goes into the other stomach, gets chewed up back into this stomach, and then this stomach keeps going. There's no...
oh, so it's like a secret pocket.
Yeah, it is a secret pocket.
It's like, whoop, whoop, and then it's like, okay, now I can come back.
Yeah.
That's wild.
I understand.
Secret tunnel.
Secret tunnel. Except it's not a tunnel.
No, it's a like a little handbag.
Yeah. Secret handbag.
Secret handbag.
With rocks in it.
Oh, no. You want to see my secret handbag full of rocks?
Ugh.
Oh, no. I cannot imagine people that eat meat and they have to, like, this sounds like I'm going to be judgy. I'm not. This is just a wild thought to me. People that eat meat and then, like, butcher their own food. Like, they know what that looks like.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like, you're like, oh, yeah, this is the gizzard. I'd be like, what the fuck?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? You're just pulling rocks out of your fucking bird. What the fuck?
Yep.
That's wild.
Rocks and sand and...
ugh. They're just like, I'm just going to swallow a mouthful of sand, I guess.
Gross.
How does that not rip up their insides?
Well, it doesn't... so... there are some animals swallow rocks to help with, like, the through digestion, and then some of them keep rocks in
yeah
to like help them grind food.
Yeah.
So it's what not like they're alligator? Constantly the ones that grind food don't constantly replace the rocks that they eat. They just eat rocks, and when they figure they need some more, they'll eat some more. But
yeah, when they poop out a rock, they're like, fuck, man, I gotta eat another rock. That's gotta be awful to pass. Probably. They got tiny little buttholes.
Probably.
They're probably not eating very big rocks.
No.
But still, imagine you get pooped on by a bird that's pooping out one of its gizzard rocks. You're just like, what the fuck? Where did that come from?
Like, why did that hurt?
Like, that's a hazard. Don't be pooping your gizzard rocks on me.
Ugh.
Keep them in your handbag. In your secret handbag.
Hey.
Why do alligators use, or crocodiles, both? Why do they eat rocks? Is that one for stability or for also for grinding?
I do not know.
I feel like I should be putting alligators in my mind in the same category that I do, like, lizards and like snakes, but I don't. I put them in the same category that I do like what am I thinking of? Like dogs, almost like big dangerous dogs.
So
like giraffes.
As far as Wikipedia tells me, crocodiles and alligators do not eat rocks to aid with digestion. They are some of the animals that use the rocks as a ballast. They specifically eat rocks to decrease their buoyancy.
Yeah, so they can sink.
So that they can sink.
That makes sense. Man, imagine the first alligator that figured that out. Everybody's just like, man, we keep floating to the top. It's making hunting very difficult. And someone's like, I'm just going to eat this rock. And he was like, Tony, don't eat the rock. And he's like, I'm going to do it. And then he does. And he's like, oh, perfect. And then everyone else is like, Tony had this great idea.
Yeah.
It worked. He didn't die.
And that's how evolution happens.
Yeah. Do they poop out their rocks? They have to. They don't have
a gizzard to poop out their rocks, yes.
Yeah. They don't have a gizzard to keep their rocks in.
Yeah. They probably go through multiple rocks.
That's and they've got a bigger mouth.
Mm-hmm.
They can't swallow a whole. How much can they swallow? How big of a rock can they swallow? Don't make it weird. Oh no. If they were out in the ocean, they could swallow some semen. Hopefully the semen don't have scurvy.
I don't think they can eat something that big.
They could if they use their rocks to chop it up.
I don't think so.
Oh no.
Though it does depend to be perfectly honest, it depends on the size of the alligator / crocodile.
And the size of the semen.
And the size of the semen.
Could be a really little one.
Okay, so it's important to note that alligators typically don't swallow fish whole that are much larger than their heads, as they have relatively narrow throats and could choke on larger prey. They intend to bite chunks of meat off and swallow them piece by piece.
Oh! So they could eat larger semen. Just like, not all at once.
Not all at once.
Just like in chunks.
I have to get bite-sized.
They could share.
Bite-sized pieces.
Bite-sized. Do alligators have taste buds?
They have a tongue. I would assume they have taste.
Yeah, but like, we learned that cats don't have a whole lot of taste buds. And
that's
dogs
true.
Don't have a whole lot of taste buds. So how many taste buds do an alligator? Alligators' mouths don't look real. They look fake. They look like a prop.
The answer is yes, they have taste buds. We don't know how many, but it's definitely not as nuanced as humans.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of animals are that, like that. Mm-hmm. Are there animals with more taste buds than humans? There's a lot of little rapid fire questions. I bet it's a sea creature if there is.
It was a sea creature.
Yeah. That makes sense. Sea is wild.
Uh-huh.
So to taste the imagine them be like walking around different places, you taste different water, you're like, ugh. You can't get out of it. Though there have been some rooms when I walked in, I was like, I don't like the way this room tastes.
I don't like the way this room tastes. Yeah. So, pigs have...
Pigs?
Pigs have more taste buds than we do.
That's wild. Because don't they just eat, like, trash?
No, they have a similar diet to us.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, fresh fruit and vegetables?
They're omnivores. So, like, pigs and humans... have the potential to eat basically anything that won't kill them.
Oh, that's cool. Can they eat like chocolate and stuff?
I think so.
Do they? Because I feel like pigs are really similar to us in a lot of ways.
They cannot eat chocolate.
Oh, okay. Well, I know they can get sunburn.
The theobromine.
Yeah. Alligators are just carnivores, right?
Sorry?
Alligators are just carnivores?
I believe so.
Okay, cool. Did we answer all the questions?
I think so.
I think we did. Go us. Man, this was wild. I feel like we started with something and then just got onto penguins. We're just talking about penguins for a really long time.
I'm fine with that. We love penguins.
I am too. I love penguins don't eat rocks, but they do that thing where they like give rocks to their like life mate. Because don't penguins mate for forever?
Yeah, I think so.
For a lifetime? I feel like a lot of the like life mate creatures are people and birds. There's a lot of birds that are like, yeah, we'll be together forever.
I don't think, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah.
I do not think that humans are life mate animals.
Really?
I don't think we are.
I agree.
I don't think we are.
I say as someone who's fully in a happily marriage. Happily married.
I think within animals that do not mate for life, there are always going to be some pairs that do.
Pop up.
That are...
They also live not as long as we do.
They don't live as long as we do. And I think... Mm-hmm. I think if our lives were only 5 years long, then yeah, we probably mate for life.
Yeah.
But because we live for 80 years.
Yeah.
I don't think we're life mate animals.
No. I used to feel like what marriage should be is like you have a like you sign that you are married for like 5 years and then every like 5 to 10 years you go back and you're just like, do you still want to be married? And you're like, yeah. Or you're like, no. Yeah. And then I feel like that would work.
I think that would be a good check-in.
Or we just quit making it a government thing. Maybe just people get together and like, we like being together and we will be together until we don't feel like being together anymore. I feel like that makes sense. I feel like we put a lot of shame on people that are like, I don't want to be with this person anymore. And like you have to have a reason.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it just.
Yeah.
Stops.
And I feel like there shouldn't be shame in that. There should just be like, well,
but I
we
think,
weren't meant to mate forever.
I think there shouldn't be shame in falling out of love with someone. But there should be shame in falling out of love with someone and not having a conversation about it.
Yes. Don't cheat. Just leave.
Just talk to
Don't
each
cheat.
Other. Please. For the love of God.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That irks me more than anything.
Yeah. I think. So most penguin species are monogamous. One male breeds with one female during a mating season, but this does not necessarily mean that they have mates for life. So some research has shown that some females may have 1 to 3 partners in one season and some males have 1 or 2. Mate selection is up to the female, as it should be. And it is the females that compete for the males, which I think is interesting.
Okay, like, no, I want this one.
In some penguin species, a female selects the same male from the preceding season to mate with. So they don't necessarily mate for life, but they more often repair with each other. So the Adelie penguins have been documented repairing 62% of the time. Chinstraps repair 82% of the time. And Gentoos repair 90% of the time.
Okay, that's cool.
So it's, yeah, it's not as if they mate for life. It's that they will often more likely choose their previous partner.
Yeah, because they're like, I know you.
Yeah, like, they know, like, we've been through this before. Like, it's,
Yeah.
We've been down this road. You know what I like. It's...
That's a lot of older boomer relationships.
Like, I trust you to raise my kids. Like,
yeah. Oh, man. That's cool. So they're not strictly monogamous.
Correct.
But they sort of are. Cool. Shout out time.
Yay.
Shout somebody from Patreon out. Yeah.
We might be swapping some stuff on Patreon around, so like look out for updates and stuff.
For anyone that is on Patreon, or if you have not joined Patreon yet, we're going to be in the next few weeks switching some stuff around. It's mostly going to be aesthetic, but we might have some additional content posted on there soon, and like starting to post on there just for funsies.
Yeah,
you know, just more stuff.
You might get some more Nova stuff.
Yeah,
which everybody loves.
Switching all my stuff over.
We're gonna shout out Breezy.
Breezy!
They're a tantalizing tater.
A tantalizing tater. Thank you, Breezy, for being a tantalizing tater and supporting us and what we want to do and stuff. We really appreciate it.
We do.
I hope you enjoyed this episode about penguins that was dedicated specifically to you. I hope you like penguins.
I hope you like penguins. And if you don't...
And scurvy.
Whoops.
Yeah. Also, secret handbags.
Secret handbags. Chickens have got them.
Oh, man. This was fun. Thank you guys for listening and, you know, all the things. You can follow us on Instagram at How Do We Get Here Productions, but it's not spelled that way.
It's HDWGH Productions on Instagram. We also have a Patreon and a Redbubble where you can buy merch, and all of those links are in the link in our Instagram bio. I can speak words.
Follow those things. We'll see you next time with more fun stuff. More probably not about penguins stuff, but maybe about secret handbags or something.
Maybe about secret handbags, maybe about tattoos. We'll see.
Yeah, definitely about tattoos. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Goodbye.
This has been Not For Educational Purposes with Kai and Nova, directed and produced by the How Did We Get Here Productions team. Our music is Elevator Music by Les FM, and thank you all for sticking around and not learning stuff with us.